Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Donna Maria Maynard, Professor of Psychology at the University of the West Indies. Today, we go back to May 19th, 1920, when a seemingly small dispute revealed a much bigger issue about authority, governance, and public health in this island. The headline from the Barbados Agricultural Reporter read, "The Church Warden and the Chief Sanitary Inspector." And at first glance, it sounded like a serious clash. What the paper called a row on between the Poor Law Department and the Board of Health Commissioners of the parish of St. Michael. Now, in 1920 Barbados, sanitation wasn't just about cleanliness, it was about survival. Public health systems were still developing and diseases could spread quickly. So who had the authority to make decisions really mattered. But this row wasn't a physical fight. As the article explains, it was more about one official overstepping his bounds. A church warden who believed he had extraordinary powers and that he might interfere with the work of any department of the parochial administration. The newspaper didn't mince words. It called that belief a gross mistake. At the heart of the issue was control. Could a prominent citizen, even a church warden, give orders to the chief sanitary inspector? Or would that undermine the entire system? The article warned that if anyone could simply issue instructions, the inspector would become a mere puppet. Exposed to the tyranny and persecution of every Tom, Dick and Harry. Barbados in 1920 sounded a lot like Barbados in 2026. Today, Barbados still wrestles with similar questions. Who has authority? How should public officials be held accountable? And where is the line between citizen involvement and interference? Indeed, we still debate who has authority in public spaces, whether in healthcare, education, politics, or community affairs. Social media has amplified this even more. Everyone has a voice, but not every voice carries the same responsibility or expertise. The 1920 article even warned that without clear boundaries, there would result confusion, if not anarchy. Yet interestingly, the paper also acknowledged that the church warden, as a respected citizen, had a right to raise concerns. What it rejected was the assumption that influence alone entitles someone to command others. In the end, the Board of Health Commissioners stepped in and called for an official investigation, and the article hinted that some curious, if not startling, revelations will be made. 106 years later, the story still resonates, because whether in 1920 or today, healthy societies depend on something simple but powerful: respect for expertise, accountability, and clearly defined roles.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.